Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries are next.
Go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. Don't take a lot of time doing it. This is going to hurt anyway. Get it over with. It's the Grawlix Saves the World. I'm Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvital.
And you're hairy. You've got a hairy back.
Oh,
and so
God almighty.
It's not going to be easy, but just reach back.
What, am I going to pull out one little follicle at a time? Tear that sucker.
You need a carpet tool, honestly, to dig
jump
it out.
Jump into the fucking deep end. It's podcast time.
It is. It is. How are you guys doing? I missed you. Oh, my God, did I miss you so much.
I'm doing well, but I have business to attend to, which is telling them that this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves, Ben.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, but how? Andrew, how do we do such things?
How do we do it, Andrew?
We do passive-aggressive challenges, often stretching the very definition of the word challenge, and trying to make the world maybe a better place.
Yeah.
If we can.
And that's the pod, and that's the fucking pod in a nutshell. So why aren't you buying it? This is an elevator pitch. What's the problem? What do we need
also,
to do differently?
Also, for those of you listening, there are nutshells in this. This is our podcast.
Choking hazard.
It's a severe allergy warning.
Tree nuts were used in the making of this podcast.
Our podcast is produced in a factory that also manufactures soy and milk products. So just be aware.
They hate us in here. They're like, we are trying to make food, and you assholes, you can't just sit on the conveyor belt.
We've taken over a manager's office in the basement of this warehouse, Airhead style, and we're podcasting until the cops throw us the fuck out of here.
Thank you so much to the kind folks at Nestle's for letting us use this basement office. It has been so nice. Anyway, Andrew, if I recall, you texted late in the evening at your hour.
Oh, yeah. One of Andrew's dead of the night.
The only way
upright.
I can communicate ideas.
I got an idea.
I roll out of bed, my nightcap flapping in the wind. I run to my phone.
I'd love it if you wore an old-timey nightcap.
I'd love it, too. I got to get a hold of one of those.
Andrew sprang to the window to see what was the matter.
An ass-length nightcap. I'm going to start wearing it, which is funny because I sleep in my underwear. So just underwear and nightcap.
It's a cool look. Very cool look.
It's a cool look.
The only thing that can improve that is sort of the long johns with the ass flap for shitting.
Oh, yeah,
with the
buttonable ass hatch.
Yeah.
What a bizarre era that was. When people couldn't pull down their pants.
If your next comedy album isn't called Buttonable Ass Hatch, you've missed an opportunity.
The buttonable ass, you know that thing's dipping in the toilet all the time? What a stupid invention. What a stupid invention.
Elmer's flapping that thing down there. Yeah, it's not
all
pretty
right,
weird.
You buttonable ass hatch, what are we doing today?
It was just such a chaste time. You couldn't pull down your pants to show your front nether regions to the choir that's singing outside your estate. All right.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I like it.
Adam knows what I'm talking
about. I love it. Of course we all thought prospector with a beard. Andrew took it genteel.
Yeah, I was going Victorian. You had some sort of weird outdoor toilet surrounded by hedges. I don't know.
The beauty of
I don't
this
know
podcast
about that
is our brains are all so different. And like if one riff is mountain riff for you and me, Ben, Andrew's over in the state in England, and the fancy folks over there wear these long johns with ass flaps.
The other part is I'm always shocked at how verbose Andrew is, given that he can't read. It's so impressive to me.
I see it in movies and I memorize it.
No, anyway, what's your challenge?
Okay, I had this idea for a challenge because I have a kid who is very into witchy things, very into metaphysical aspects, and I take this kid to the rock shop, the Yimbo Crystal Shack by our house, and we look at these crystals. And all of us on this pod have people in our lives that are into crystals. Whether or not we want to acknowledge it, these are people who we like, we would call friends, mm-hmm. who we respect, we appreciate being in our lives. They are into crystals. It's a thing. I'm not into them. I know you two guys aren't into them either, but it is a thing that people are into.
I'll punch a crystal right now.
My ex is a lovely woman, Adam.
That's true. Ben has dabbled in crystals with...
not your ex, Crystal, but another Crystal who's personally wronged me.
No, I was pitching crystals really, and specifically Ben's ex. Right, if we each go on a date with her, she says who she likes the best.
Wow.
It's fucked up, but we're going to do it.
I'm out.
I'm automatically out.
I know, and that's why I pitched this. It really puts Ben in a pinch.
Yeah, it's a head-to-head race between you and me, Andrew.
I tweeted this a while back, but I said that my life is infinitely more interesting depending on how many people I have in it that have a belief in crystals. Like, if I have these people around, they're always kooky. They believe in shit I don't, but they're always good-natured.
Before we move on, are there any other past tweets you'd like to share?
The thing is that nobody liked that one. And so, honestly, I'd just like to put my attention on that one.
If you could find it and maybe just hit that like. It costs nothing.
Listeners,
it costs you nothing.
Just hit the like comb through Ben's back tweets right now.
I'm not asking for an RT. I'm not saying it's retweetable.
Or maybe quote tweet it with an all caps this with exclamation points.
My massage therapist, Abby Jane Palmer, the lovely Abby Jane Palmer, she's amazing. She loves and believes in crystals.
So many people.
My wife has a book club, and there are members of that book club that embrace crystals and believe in this. And I would describe that book club's policy towards one another as yes and. So if someone in the book club is into something, they're all sort of willing to give it a try. So has a crystal made its way into our house already? Yes, it has. Yes, there is.
And again, we're talking about Ben's ex, and she needs to stay somewhere else because
I gave her a blanket. She's in the cellar.
I took the apartment. I get it. Okay. She wants to stay with Adam. That's on her, but it's my place. Poor Crystal.
So anyway, I'm not entirely against this concept, but I personally don't believe in it, but it is in my world.
And same here. But for this challenge, it's our turn to embrace crystals.
This is so fucking stupid.
It is bullshit. It is bullshit, and I don't believe in it, even if the book club does. I no idea how much backlash I'm going to get by saying that on the fucking
pod. Yeah, the book club, it's going to be chilly. You're going to be like, did somebody turn the thermostat down? No, it's this book club's collective psychic energy manifesting itself at you.
I want Adam to have a Jerry Maguire moment where he enters into that house. He hasn't been home in weeks because of his crystal back talk. And he enters in and he's like, I want to see my wife. I'm here for my wife tonight. I had a big night.
What's amazing is thanks to this podcast, I got that reference. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so magical.
Yeah.
Because I had to watch that stupid fucking movie as part of our pod.
Oh, shut up. We watched 9 Fast and the Furious movies.
I had to do something cool while you did something shitty. Shut up.
Oh, dude, you had 90 minutes. I had fucking 10 days of Vin Diesel. So
and you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. That sounds like a new holiday, 10 days of Vin Diesel.
It sounds like TNT's December promo.
What are you getting me for the 6th day of Vin Diesel? The Chronicles of Riddick on Blu-ray? All right. What were you saying, Ben?
Listen, I want to say this with all due respect, because I don't believe, we all believe shit that isn't real. I have stuff that I've convinced myself of. In my daily
life.
Tell
us one thing.
Well, I believe my hard work and talent will get me to where I want to be. Which is
wow. And you don't think crystals work? Holy shit.
So I want to, before I say this, I'm not saying I'm any better. This is absolute dog shit. Crystals are snake oil. It's fucking tomfoolery. And I think this is so fucking stupid. So I am going to go headfirst into trying as many of these fucking things as possible.
I love it.
Eat them, and you put them up your butt, you get them inside you somehow, right?
Regardless, you're supposed to swallow it, and it does the magic from the inside of your body.
What?
No.
I gotta swallow quartz? Not again.
So, try... But I will tuck one up in my cheek like a like a lozenge.
Ripping a dip of some quartz.
Yeah, so embrace it. See if there's any part of your life that you can improve with the magic of crystals.
Okay, all right, Andrew, you're jumping the crystal here. I need some more parameters. I don't know how these fucking
And what
work.
A cool image. I hop over it, and I get a magic boost.
Ben's wife crouches down. It's not a huge jump.
She's not that
she's
big.
Game.
Even
she's
I can
game
jump over
the,
her.
By the way,
jump.
Guys, let's remind everybody, this is my ex-wife you're talking
ex-wife.
About.
Sorry.
A woman who thought
Andrew,
she would...
the crystal.
She was dodging being ever talked about on our podcast again by divorcing me. And
until
here,
the crystal episode.
Should have chose a different name.
So I don't even know how these work. Like,
okay,
is it are there specific types you buy? Do you have intention with X crystal versus Y crystal? I don't.
Well, that's the thing. This is also new to me as well. I've purchased exactly one thing at a crystal shop, and I have it here because I was bored while my kid was browsing crystals. This is petrified coal, and they call it a worry stone, and you can just kind of like fidget with it, and I guess like while you're worrying, I don't know, it's some like 12th century Dark Ages nonsense, but it's fun to do. I've got this little chunk of petrified coal.
It's really fucking dumb. That's
so
cool.
This is the parameter.
You could grab a rock outside your house and be like, I just stroke this when I'm worried. Like,
100% you could do that.
You want to know what a good worry stone is? OxyContin. This is one of the best worry stones. If you ingest that, worries be gone. Worries
okay,
be banned.
Now our pod is going pro-oxy abuse.
When I'm worried, I go to the train tracks. I lay out 30 quarters, and I watch the train smash them.
Oh,
and
boy. You want to
And worries gone. Cherish those. Like, fuck.
And then that's why you've been dodging the feds, because you've done almost $8,000. That's why there's a coin shortage, Adam.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm building something.
So the parameters of this challenge is find an aspect of your life where you're like, I wonder if crystals could possibly improve this. And then you go to your local crystal shop. We live in Denver, so there's only about 1,000 to choose from. And you should ask someone there, hey, do you have anything that could help with X, whatever might be.
So in addition to having to have a crystal, I got to have a conversation with a crystal shop employee.
Oh, that's a big part of it.
Oh, my God.
Or you've got this excellent resource of your wife's book club. You don't think it's going to make their day to have Adam the Cynic maybe, you know, ask a few questions?
They don't let me near that dining room. I poke my head in at the beginning, and they go, get the fuck out to the basement.
Fair. Well, one way or the other, find a crystal. And in a lot of these shops, it'll say on the little label, you know, what it might be used for.
Okay.
Find an area of your life. Earnestly see if crystals can improve it.
I'm glad you said that. No, I'm glad you said that. Earnestness horn right now.
Okay.
Because we're all already haters.
I haven't heard it in a few episodes. It's been quiet. The horn be quiet.
Yeah, and the crystal episode brought it out. I didn't think that was going to happen.
This is a deafening horn through the fog.
I sure hope the bridge comes down.
We'll see.
It always comes down. It has to.
Yeah, bridges go up. And
the fabric of our reality, it comes down.
Okay.
So earnestly attempt to see if this crystal can help you through a shortcoming, and we reference the song. Yes. It's something in your life.
It could be physical. It could be emotional. Supposedly, their crystals help all kinds of shit. See what you think it might help you out with, and report back.
What do you got in the shop for cock size? That's I walk in. What do you got
crystals.
In here for cock
Adam's
size?
Adam's been using
crystals
full solid
dick
basalt
size
condoms. He's using
what would be insane
condoms.
Is Adam comes back and reports incredible gains. Dick size crystals.
No, 3 inches in a week.
He jammed it in his pee hole.
Jesus Christ, Andrew. What are you doing? Okay.
We've hit a new low. Our podcast now provides the soundbite. He jammed it in his pee hole. What are we doing, dude?
Oh, right.
What are
this
we
is
doing?
The first bad soundbite we've ever generated.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I was the first one.
We're like the smart guys. We make fun of the
he
idiots in
jammed
comedy.
It
and
in
this
his
is what we're
pee
doing.
Hole.
From the guy who said, do places take cum? I'm not taking it from you, Ben.
Fine. We've got our challenge.
We should steampunk, Adam. Let's go dress as steampunks for no reason.
That's a nice little layer.
You want a sub challenge? If you two can get in steampunk attire and go buy crystals.
You
oh,
want a penny
so
farthing
much.
And me on a tiny single person sized hot air balloon.
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
I'll
that is adorable.
Yeah. I love it, Ben. Let's shop together in our outfits for Christmas.
Okay. Andrew, okay. Just introduce
why don't,
the fucking
why don't we
comic.
Do this? Let's take a break. Let's listen to some stand up comedy from our live show. And when we come back, thanks not only to the magic of podcasting, but the magic of crystals. Our lives may or may not be different and or better. In the meantime, please enjoy some stand-up from Kristen Leidy.
It's so hard to, like, trust that things can be good because, number one, the world's a nightmare garbage fire, right? And two, as women, you know, we're always kind of getting mixed messages, right? Every Lifetime movie ever is like, yes, fall in love. I love that for you. Yes, but be careful. Yeah, is it going to be a Lifetime movie or Hallmark movie? You don't know. You don't know. I was watching this documentary about Ted Bundy, which is how I do all my dating research. And this FBI investigator, like, earnestly looked into the camera and said, Bundy showed us that predators hide their true nature. And every woman everywhere was like, yeah, duh. Like, it's funny how they always say, women love true crime, they love it, they can't get enough. Women love true crime documentaries, podcasts, everything, they love it. Like, ah, do we love it or are we studying? Because there seems to be one team specifically doing most of the murder, right? Although we do have a few breakout stars. In my hometown last month, a young woman named Tracy Shabusiness, real name, she killed her boyfriend, ate his heart, put his head in a bucket, and as she was being away, taken away, laughed and told the police, you'll have a hard time finding all the parts. Yas, queen, break that glass ceiling.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
And we are back. After the break, we are here, we are present, we are centered, thanks to the magic of podcasting. Actually, Ron, can I get something more mystical? My chakras are killing me. Oh! This is a new character I'm working on called Working Class New Age Yimbo Guy.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot to make my moon water last night.
You play fast and loose with your chakras. You've been doing that since we met.
I like his character. You just I think he leads sunrise yoga down at the docks.
Yeah,
and all the guys get in on it before.
Oh, get it! You got some tension in your shoulders. It's some arnica gel. It does jack shit. But hey, you're all sticky now. Enjoy.
Downward facing junkyard dog.
That's like a wrestling thing, exactly. I think, isn't it? For our wrestling fans.
That would be a great pro wrestler character. Chakra.
Well, there is. Actually, I've seen a character in the Lucha Libre and Laughs
universe. Oh, I've seen that too. Yeah, the yoga guy.
That's a yoga guy. He's great.
That's a fun character. Funny.
Yeah, really fun character. Wow. Can I just start off by saying this? What a bullshit
Ben Roy.
Ben, I'm sorry.
We're not even there yet. Wow.
I'm sorry. Wow. Yeah, sorry about that. My bad. Let's just talk about how it went. I don't want to tease. Damn it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we thought your life was going to be changed. So just to remind you, the listener, our challenge was to better our lives intentionally through the use of crystals, whatever that looked like for us.
Right.
We needed to better our lives. So I'll go first since I brought the challenge. I think the most offensive part of this challenge for me was Ben's ongoing reaction that I love crystals and I'm really into crystals.
Well, you brought it. So you are.
I brought
now
a fun challenge outside of our regular sphere of influence.
No. Listen. This was fun. I didn't say it wasn't fun. I said it was bullshit. Mm. But I will say that because you chose the challenge, you become the face of Crystal. Got it.
I'm the new face of crystals.
We're getting
everywhere?
On to like 60 episodes. So at some point, we're gonna choose things that we're not the face of Ben anymore.
I know, but I can't help it. You're the face of reading.
That's,
and that's
for sure.
It.
I mean, but that's like, been true before the podcast even started.
Yeah. The face of reading.
The
face
of reading.
Crystals.
I'm in all those elementary school classrooms. Read, and it's just me staring down at the kids.
The Book It program. It's you holding a Pizza Hut personal pan pizza.
Honestly, though, if anyone listening has access to that, I would do that in a heartbeat. I'd love to be the face
of
elementary school
reading. Read for pizza?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding?
You didn't have that program when you were a kid?
No, I know. I'm saying I want an adult version.
It was the best. Man, I would just annihilate books.
In Maine, if you read over summer, you got your ass kicked.
No way.
Oh, that program was so popular, too.
It was real popular.
Guys, can I turn in my points? Yeah, get over here.
You fucking wing that. I'll fucking chop
lot,
you down
a lot
like
more
a
mentors
fucking birch.
Than mentees in that program.
Yeah. yeah, everybody wanted to be the hammer in that program.
Oh,
no one's
God.
The nail. But yeah, so anyway, how did your crystal
challenge? So I went to the magic shop with my, not the fun magic shop, the other kind, with my kid.
Magic with a K. Yes. As a friend of ours.
I actually will shout out this shop. I wasn't planning on shouting out a shop. But I'd never been to the shop before. It's called Ritual Craft. It's at 44th and Wadsworth. If you're into witch shit, this is as cool as those shops get. Fuck the House
Can
of
I
Intuition
ask you,
in LA. This shop is pretty cool. It's got a real like goth slash metal vibe. It's like, for those of you familiar with True Brewing, Denver's famous black metal brewery. Imagine if True Brewing had a partner who was into witch shit. That's Ritual Craft. For sure.
Yeah. Don't you love the shops? I'm going to say I love the shops.
Okay. This shop I especially liked. It's like metal aesthetic. They've got it. They're leaning into it. And it's fun. It's more my vibe than the new age vibe. Or the shops. The funniest shops are the ones who are trying to walk the line between like, we sell minerals and geodes to young geologic enthusiasts. Like, no, it's total witch shit. And that's what people are coming here for.
Who is that voice, Andrew?
It's the voice.
It's a perfect
the guy
choice.
That runs the, voice, the Rocky Mountain the voice minerals of- down the street from me.
Well, we'll welcome you here.
All right.
But this Ritual Craft, it's like the ceiling's painted black.
I can picture it. The A is a triangle. I already know how they do it.
It is. Yeah. How did you know?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Because that's
how
craft is spelled.
He saw his third eye. And Ritual Craft, I just have to tell you to prepare for this bump that Andrew just gave you. I don't know if you want to hire on more employees or expand your hours, but boy, you really got an influx coming.
It is Orbital season for sure. You're going to want to staff up.
No, it is a legit cool shop if you're into that stuff. They've got a ton of stuff. They've got stuff that's not even witch stuff. They've got other.
Okay, so you like
teas.
Ritual Craft. You bought yourself
yes.
a crystal. Walk
with
us through
my
it.
Kid. So instead of asking an employee for crystal advice, I had my own professional with me, my daughter, my kid, who is very into this stuff. So their favorite crystal is smoky quartz. And that's what they recommended. And that's what I got. Mm-hmm. I got this little slice.
Okay. Oh, look at that. That's smoky beautiful. Quartz. That's a nice, I want to say that. That would be a nice skipping
now
stone.
Now, for the listener who can't see this, it's kind of transparent in nature, but white, smoky, as Andrew
it's
says. So
smoky
the
quartz,
the sun sort
yeah.
of shines through it. Lovely, lovely stone you have there.
This is a very nice-looking stone.
They've got great
and,
stuff.
And Andrew, we're remote. I can't tell. That looks smooth. What a
oh,
smooth,
it's smooth
stone.
And
it
so that
is
doesn't
smooth.
Hurt going into the tip of your penis. It's more a soft insertion. There's no jagged edges.
But
it's almost pleasant. No, yeah,
but I actually keep it under my tongue like a lozenge. It was never going to fit in my pee hole. On my kid's recommendation, I went with the smoky quartz. And
I don't like it's never going to fit in my pee hole. I'm sorry.
That might be the name of this episode. We'll workshop it and see what sort of tests best, but that's
the
Grolix
jams stones into their pee holes. I mean, do you want listens or not?
I mean,
so this is supposed to balance your energy, provide positive energy, absorb radiation. So I guess I don't need potassium iodide pills in my bug out bag after all. I've got one of these little
just
rocks.
Just pack it full of heavy stones.
Yeah. So I purchased this rock. It was $18. You don't think these rocks are magic? I paid $18 for this one. Tell me that doesn't have some magic imbued into it.
Holy fuck. That better fit in your pee hole for $18.
And how much
that's
were
all
the
I
magic
need.
Beans you bought in the alley after this?
Oh my god.
This was
you are an asshole. $18.
It was $18, yeah. It's a serious price. But like we said, it is a good looking. If I was a real crystal hunter, this would probably be worth it.
Did you discuss
anyway.
Did you discuss with your kiddo what you were seeking in a crystal? And they sort of pointed you in the right direction or were you just like whatever?
Yeah, they just were kind of like outlining them. I was going to go on. I've got this like chronic pain in my knee, and I was going to try to see if the crystal could like remedy that. But we didn't see any good ones for chronic pain in the knee. So we went with this more general like good vibes, we could call it.
You couldn't bend down to the lower shelf. Those are all knee ones.
Yeah.
That's where they put knee pain ones is on the bottom shelf.
I just crawl in.
Were they nice? Were they friendly?
Oh, the people in the shop? Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I got this basically for good vibes, and I kept it in my pocket dutifully every day. Mm-hmm. And I will say, so normally I only have one object regularly in my pocket, and it's my pocket knife. I keep my keys and my wallet in a tray by the door. So normally I only have one thing in my pocket, and it's a pocket knife. And it's
a real man makes his own luck. Am I right, Andrew? Right.
I don't even know what that's a reference to.
It's from Titanic.
It's a right wing dog
perfect.
Whistle.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds pretty pretty creepy.
All right. Anyway, so how did you do? Did you find fortune, happiness, good
I
vibes?
Kept this one in my left pocket. And here's the thing is that having this in my pocket and kind of, you know, I'd put my hand in my pocket and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I've got this like rock. Here's how it worked. It made me think of my kid, who's my favorite person in the whole world, and getting ouch, to go to ouch, that shop ouch, with them. I've told you this before. I told you in
Ron,
writing, Adam. It's not you.
Don't have the guts
it's
to
not
say this,
you.
Ron, let's put the earnestness horn.
Yes, I'd walked right
let's
into that the, and got blindsided.
Let's lift the drawbridge from Rift City up.
Thank you.
We're now in earnestness.
So I would encounter this crystal in my pocket, and it would remind me of my kid and going to the shop with them, which is one of their chief interests in talking about this with them and all that. And even though I don't believe in the metaphysical properties of the crystal, it was still became imbued with like the happy thoughts and good vibes of being reminded of my kid. And
well, that's fucking adorable. I didn't want that to happen.
Like I only get to see my kid every other week. So I have off weeks where I don't get to see.
Yeah, man, I get
in that off week.
Damn, That's
Do you
good.
Think you'll now talk to the crystal as if it were your kid?
Hey, I said to the artist is home, dude. Bridge. What are you doing? You're yelling from the parapets.
Sorry. I didn't come over. I'm on the other side of the bridge, but I'm yelling. And there's a howling wind, so every third word gets through.
Yeah. We're going to call the constables of Rift City. Hey,
I'm being taken away.
The bridge is up.
I got my no more rights.
I don't sound the Ernest of Sorn often, so I can see enough. Why.
But Ben sounded it for you, yeah. So I was confused by the whole thing.
but it was nice to have, because the only other object I normally have is my pocket knife. And, you're like, oh, yeah, I got my knife in my pocket. If that was imbued with any, like, energy, it would be neutral to negative, we could say. It's neutral as a tool, and negative is something to stab somebody with. So to have this in my other pocket as sort of a counter energy to that, it actually worked in that way. It was nice to have it in my pocket.
You didn't feel like stabbing anybody, which is great. Adam and I have been talking about how much we wished
Cut
you would want to stab
the stabbing
people
we
less.
Keep saying.
So it didn't work in the sense of the description of the crystal, maybe, but it did work in being an object that could be imbued with some positive energy, which is...
Yeah.
Which is sort of what we're talking about here.
That's fucking adorable, and its heart is in the right place, and it pisses me off.
And if we are workshopping various titles, I would like to add, there is the Grolic stick stones in their pee holes. That's a possible option for the title. Another option for the title is The Man with the Knife in the Stone.
Ooh.
Because he walks with one in one pocket and one in the other, and it's like it balances him.
And it balances
as he seeks
him.
Justice Ooh. In this cruel, cruel world.
I mean, you should play more D&D, Adam. You have a gift. Speaking of you, let's go.
And you could be like a police officer sometime and mistake your taser for your actual gun and try to stab somebody with
my crystal.
The stone.
Like,
defund the police. Instead of guns, give them crystals.
Yeah.
Oh, watch out. This cop's got a tiger's eye holstered up over there.
And these like bad guys are trying to shoot something. And all of a sudden they're floating in their air and the gun's just taken out of their hand. They're like, what the fuck just happened?
Is that tourmaline? What? Anyway.
So let's lower the bridge to Rift City because my part is done.
The trash is fine.
No, Adam, you're in jail. You're in jail. The constables have taken you to the Briggs.
I run the dump at Rift City. If you guys need any like replacement parts or anything, I got them in my fucking Rift City dump.
Wow. So how'd it go for you, Adam?
It went. I'm kind of falling into Ben Roy territory on this one. I took the whole family to a store called Herbs and Arts. It's right next to Illegal Pete's on Colfax. It's across from the Lion's Lair where we all started comedy. I've looked at this store for decades. I've never entered this store. I've been aware of the store for decades. So as soon as we wrapped episode one or the first half of this, I had to go to New York the next day. I did not have time to waste. I needed a crystal. So the family and I went to the crystal store together.
I mean, that's a fun shop to take little kids into.
Malcolm
any crystal
was
shop.
Delighted. There were all sorts of weird figurines in the display cases and strange art on the walls. He was just running around having a good time. Beaded curtains and stuff. And
now he's a Satanist. Well, and I like this version of it.
He didn't come back. He stayed at the store.
Wow.
So I just went to the front register and talked to the person and told her straight up. I was like, we have a podcast. We try to better ourselves every week. This week is crystals. I
just
know
pulled
jack
the whole
shit.
Curtain
I
back.
Was just full transparency. And she was cool. She was like, okay. And she wanted, and she, so she led me over to Stones and she said, what do you want out of this? What would you like? What's your intention? And I said, my only goal is like, I tend to be too negative. I'd like to be more positive with this stone, like helps for optimism, blah, blah, blah. So she gave me she pointed me to a stone called Green Adventurine.
What?
Sounds like
oh my God, Adam.
Is that what you got?
I'll tell you afterwards. Fuck,
wow.
Dude.
Green not Adventurine. Aventurine. It sounds like a fucking Marvel character. Green Adventurine. Mine was only $8, Andrew, so I didn't get as good a stone as yours. But it's green. It kind of looks like malachite, very soft, round stone.
Very smooth, no pain upon insertion.
$8 for a rock, still pretty magic. $8. Still pretty magic for that rock.
And she said it is known for bringing joy and stuff into your life, so I said, great. So I bought that and popped it in my pocket and headed to New York City with a crystal in my pocket. Like,
popped it in my dick
hole. Popped it in my dick hole. Hit the airport.
I just keep putting the wand over. I'm sorry, sir. Do you have like a little rock or something in there? Oh, I do.
The crystal. Different. I'm in the machine and they're scanning me and there's a team of TSA just looking at the stone at the edge of my
it's
dick.
A kidney like, stone. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like a kidney stone being passed actively.
Are you passing it right now?
Yeah. In line at security. So I carried it with me and I definitely... It just became a possession that I cared about. I was like, where's my stone? I didn't keep it in my pocket, but I was always kind of like, where is it? And then I did start keeping it in my pocket, and I would pull it out every now and again and just feel how smooth it is. And I just looked at it like a good luck charm. And after day three or four, I was like, I don't feel any more joy. I don't feel any more positive. I'm just neurotic about where's my fucking stone.
Well,
have I lost
you did
it?
Go. You did take it to New York City, the home of joyless neuroses. So you were asking the stone to work overtime.
That stone is heating up and fizzling in your pocket.
Seriously, day one with my stone, I'm like, let's battle New York.
You're just out there pointing it at people.
Yeah, no shit. Good point. So I kept it in my backpack. They didn't take
it
away.
Wait. When were you there? Were you there during that subway?
No.
Debacle?
It did protect me because I left, and then the next day was that awful subway shooting in Brooklyn. And I was riding the subways all around Brooklyn. And anyway, I saw no more value out of it than a lucky coin you found on the ground or a little toy figurine that you're like, this has meaning for me. It reminds me of someone. It just became a little object to apply meaning to. I didn't sense anything coming out of it. Then I came back from New York, went to the mountains with the boys and my wife to our family's house up there, and I just let Malcolm play with it. He was playing around with little trucks, and I let him put it in a dump truck, and I lost it. He lost it. I don't know where it is. And that night, Malcolm got so fucking sick, vomited in bed, like total stomach
it
bug.
It worked!
Puked like 10 times. It was the worst. It was so sad. He's three. He's never had like a stomach bug like this. It was awful fucking night. So the second the stone got lost.
Bad shit happened.
Malcolm got so sick and Ellis kind of had been sick and it re-triggered that. And then Katie and I kind of caught it for a day. It was just fucking awful. It was the whole family stomach bug. Immediately upon losing the stone.
Wow. Magic. Dark magic. They don't tell you that at the shop. If you lose this, you'll be sick
so,
for 7 days.
Herbs and Arts, you needed to give me a warning that if I lost the stone, the whole family would vomit. God, it was a rough one.
Right. If there's a silver lining to all this, though, what a happy ending for that rock. Think of its life. It was just minding its own business somewhere. It got taken. It got tumbled. It got, like, sliced and tumbled. And then it just, like, lived in a boring-ass shelf.
In a store on Colfax.
And then it got to go on an adventure to New York City.
Yep.
And then it got to be at home in the mountains, where it would most like to live.
Yeah,
so,
and it still is in the Rocky Mountains somewhere. So that was the adventure of my
stone.
You get to tell
your son that his stone that he fell in love with is now with a family mm-hmm. in the mountains.
They love it. Just they got like, a lot of room for that stone to run around. Yeah, so that was my week, and it was not as bullshit as Ben says, but I do think it's that I could pick up this notebook and be like, this has meaning to me, and I carry it with wherever I go, and it would be the same effect as the $8 stone I got on Colfax.
That'd be an interesting experiment.
Yes.
All right. So last but not least, the skeptic who's surely been turned around, Ben. How did you improve your life with a crystal?
So I had told you all I wanted to do something special for it, but shipping and handling and all of that, it was going to cost a pretty fair amount of money and it wouldn't have got here in time. I admittedly fucked this challenge up. It had to be pushed back a little bit because I wanted to bring it with me when I went and used this while I was out doing these shows that I was doing in Montana. I wanted
home,
to get
home
the
to stone believers. Stone, yes. A lot of stone worshippers.
Oh, you want to go grab stones. You go to Montana.
Yeah. Grab a hold of your stones. Your come to Montana. So I wanted to get like the deodorant and jade to clean my face with at night.
I saw
as well.
The jade roller. I was at the store the other day and I saw that thing you're talking about. And I was like, are
fucking
you fucking
kidding
me?
Though. And I and I was going to have it shipped to me, but it was going to take too long. So I went to the same store that Adam did. And I told them I have anxiety and that I want to like.
Did you tell me you have a podcast?
No, I didn't say anything about that.
That would be truly
like be
hilarious for the proprietor
shopper.
Of Herbs and Arts.
I went to Herbs
be fair,
and Arts.
Sorry, Ben, I hate to interrupt, but any store I go into, I lead with, I have a podcast. I just tell them about that, regardless of what's going to happen after
and
that.
I would like your Red Robin burger, medium rare.
Sorry, I'm out there trying to spread the pod, guys.
There's a podcaster in booth 4. What? You could see them peeking over each other in the kitchen window.
Just bringing you baskets of fries before you even ask for them. This is on the chef.
No, maybe we'll get a mention at the end credits.
I don't know if there's just...
I hope so we could use that ritual craft bump.
I don't know if there's just an overstock because of supply chain issues of aventurine. But that's what she sold me on as well. Adam,
you also got green aventurine?
Yeah, right
was
before
it a
I went.
Black woman with a shaved head?
No.
Okay,
no.
So it was a different employee who pointed you to green adventure. But really moving that shit out of there.
But the aventurine, I got that. It's a nice looking little stone. It's fine.
It's beautiful.
And then I decided I wanted to have a control element.
So you went in the parking lot and just found a scrub
I found
piece
this
of
cool
concrete
rock with like this face painted on it.
Now Ben, you put up a rock.
Did you paint the face?
Explain rock, Ben.
The rock has like these spiral for eyes and the
tongue coming out of its cheek,
tongue coming out of its mouth. I didn't paint this. I found this.
It's a really funny rock. It's a lot of fun. It looks it's a funny, fun rock.
Like a rendering of me during our THC challenge.
Yeah.
Just not talking and not being fully aware of where we are in the challenge. So I had this.
Such a scientist. Okay. I admire you.
Did you already have this?
No. I found this.
Okay.
And kind of fortuitously.
Where'd you find it?
In the parking lot of Illegal Pete's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Illegal Pete's that's right there because I went and got fish tacos after I went to get
you
my adventure.
You found Pete Turner's good luck stone?
It's a nice stone. I like it. But anyway, so I found...
So you found that googly-faced rock the same day you got the green aventurine?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
I don't know either, but I like it.
So this stone found its way into my backpack as well. And what I would do when I was in Montana was just switch out and see if luck affected one or the other.
But your intention was anxiety, right? That's what you had said when you went in.
It's anxiety. I think they say luck or good fortune, as they say. Good fortune, trying to more positive thinking, basically.
And joy. I was also sold on joy as a concept.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not go up on this trip alone. I had a guest with me, a female that came with me that I enjoy her company a lot.
Could you say it weirder and more awkwardly?
You are a regular listener to the show. The way Ben just refers obliquely to people that he's dating or whatever is so strange.
It's sort of Gatsby-esque fucking weirdness. What is wrong with you? I did have a guest with me of the fairer sex. Just Jesus Christ. What are you doing?
Just on with it. On with it.
I don't have the stones. Now, I have the stone in my pocket, but I don't tell her. I keep telling her we need to get... I'm doing this challenge, and she's like, we should go to a mineral store. But I don't want her to know that I have that I've been alternating a stone in my pocket to keep it to keep the good fortune flowing. And boy, is this dog shit. This trip was just – it fucking snowed. It was freezing. I stayed in two Super 8 motels that I was afraid. Now, I will say I did not get stabbed as I suspected. So it's hard to tell if the stones had an effect on that. if my eventual was somehow.
I mean, I know social media is no actual barometer, but it seemed like you had a blast in Montana. You were like,
no,
I needed that. That was the best time of my life. And I know
the
we all say that after
were
shows.
But fantastic. The people in Montana are amazing. The people who run this show are great. But the weather was shit. Our flight when we were leaving. Now, I want to say this. I had a moment like Adam did. Okay, so I have the aventurine and I have my googly face little rock. At one point, I too carry like my keys and my phone in my pocket. And the at the end of it, the last show in Helena, the thing was in my pocket and it was driving me fucking nuts. And so I just chucked it into the parking lot.
The green aventurine?
Yeah, I just threw it away. I didn't like it anymore. It was like my keys and this thing in my pocket. It was fucking annoying.
What adventures we took our stones on, though, Ben? We
yours got to go up to Montana where it's now in a parking lot of a Hardee's or something?
No, it's in the... You think I performed at a Hardee's, you fucking asshole? It was at this...
I don't know, next door to one. Jesus.
It wasn't in the parking lot of a fucking Hardee's, okay? It was in the parking lot of a beautiful venue and a brewery called Lewis and Clark in Helena,
Montana.
Right
next to the Hardee's in Helena.
No,
okay.
Okay. Lewis and Hardee's.
Lewis and Hardee's.
It's Lewis and Clark, Hardy Boys mix. All about exploration. But anyway, so it's in the parking lot of that, this beautiful greenstone. I hope somebody finds it. But the next day we were leaving and our flight got all fucked up. As I told you all, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do some work we had to do because our flight, we got on it, sat on the tarmac. Then the guy came on and he's like, there's a light that won't go off. So we went into the terminal.
Does anyone have a stone about this big? Yeah. It'll fix it perfectly.
Hold on. El Capitan, first officer, it's in my dick hole. That's what I kept telling him. The stone, it's in my dick hole. And so we deboarded the plane.
So, yeah, your flight was fucked.
Yeah, but we deboarded the plane. Then the guy on the intercom starts telling us, you should start looking for another flight. So I changed the flight to leave that evening. We're eating breakfast, change the flight. Then they come back and they're like, plane's fine. Everybody get on the plane. But I now have a boarding pass for a flight that leaves 8 hours later out of this tiny little airport. And I'm like, fuck you. So I have to go back and argue with them to give me my ticket back. So they did. And we made it home. And
this
is the air travel
equivalent of my kids puking.
Yeah. If you asked for joy in your life, and if you asked for good fortune and a reprieve to anxiety, judging by your experiences, you certainly got the opposite of that as soon as you toss these stones out of your lives.
And I'll tell you this little googly-eyed stone that I'm more attached to because it's funny looking.
So
how
cute.
Funny is that they
and
have the little
cute.
Tongue? And it is adorable.
It's very cute.
This little stone that I have, I kept this one and appears to have done shit. maybe it was trying to combat it. I did, though, on the other hand, this stone helped me find plenty of time to eat Wild Brand edibles while I was up there.
Now, oh my god.
These are pomegranate 1-to-1 CBD ratio.
What a ride this episode's been.
And to drink plenty of liquid death.
I do think it is interesting that as soon as Ben and I lost our stones, bad things happened.
Tragedy befell you. I kept my stone on me religiously the whole time. I had good vibes the whole time.
Also pretty weird, Ben and I are both June babies. We're Geminis. We're twins. Mm-hmm. And we both went into that store and bought the same stone. I mean, that's some crazy.
Is some bonkers ass
shit. Buy a scratch
shit.
Lottery ticket because the stars have aligned.
We're doing it together if we do it.
That's my Wyoming trash coming out. Whoa, a coincidence? Time to buy a scratcher. any semblance of good fortune? Scratch ticket time.
Well, I gotta say, this whole challenge was super interesting. The question always is, does this make the world a better place? And would you recommend it to our listeners?
When you got rid of them, it certainly made your world a worse place. So
that's paranoid. Okay, Andrew, your take first.
Does it make the world a better place? It's so innocuous and benign that if you enjoy crystals, if you're into them, absolutely cannonball into it. Congrats to you. There's so much more terrible shit that people are into as far as like beliefs go. This one is so absolutely, I guess, harmless other than to your bank account. That go ahead and get into it.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I said, I had this little thing in my pocket. I didn't get rid of it. I probably won't get rid of it. It will be a memento of this activity that I did with my kid and this like briefly shared interest with them. So do I think it makes the world a better place?
It does if you believe it does. How about that? And I would say that place you got it at, Ritual Craft, I'm going to go out on a limb, say that it is not a chain. So your $18 is going to a private business.
Exactly. It's like an independent hot topic. It's that area at 44th and Wadsworth is so goddamn boring that the fact that there's like a cool weird shop there, that is a garden for future weirdos. Go support it.
Shout out Ritual Craft. Go support them.
And so spoketh the man with the knife and the stone. I agree that it's pretty innocuous as a belief system. If you want to believe in this shit, go for it. I don't think I will continue this. It doesn't make the world a worse place.
Yeah, because you lost yours.
Well, I could go buy another $8 stone right now if I wanted to. They're chock full of them.
But all you know is you know what's going to happen. You're going to go back into that place, and they're going to sell you the same basic bitch white guy stone that you and I got. Because I know they were behind the counter, and they're like, ugh, white guy podcaster.
White podcaster.
Get him adventuring.
And the green adventuring, the manly crystal. Yeah. Jesus.
She offered to show me. She showed me one other one, but I just liked the green adventuring.
Yeah, we're both drawn to it, probably because we're both Geminis.
Gemini,
probably because we're both sensual deep down at art.
Gemini, bro. Totally, if you want to do it as a listener, fine. Who fucking cares? Ben, what do you think?
You know what? I'm going with Andrew on this one and Adam, a kind of mix of both. What I found it did was it reminded me of this silly podcast and why I'm doing it. It made me laugh. And as a reminder, I think if you're going to go buy these, bring somebody you like with you. And then whenever you have it in the pocket, you both make a thing out of it. Then it reminds you of that situation, which brings you good feelings, good vibes. I think,
and it led to your little wacky rock that you clearly love.
I think where you should all be going,
Wilson,
is to the illegal Pete's on Colfax, right by the Lion's Lair.
Colfax and Race.
I think they've got some real prime stones out there. Look at his googly little face.
It would be fun to paint some faces on rocks and just leave them randomly all around town.
Yeah,
for people.
I think I'm sure that's what this person did, and now it's being talked about on a world famous podcast. From just being in the relative obscurity of a parking lot of a fast casual burrito place to now in the hands of one of the most important comedic minds in Denver history, perhaps even this country, some say the world.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes the world a better place because I make the world a better place. Thanks for coming to my show.
And just as a warning, we have to say all three of us did choose very smooth stones to shove into our pee holes. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. We cannot condone jagged stones. We have not tried it.
Yeah. Anything you put in your dick hole is on you. And that's
stones, of course, the follow-up to Jagged Little Pill that Alanis Morissette drops on the street. October 22nd of 2022. Make sure you pick up Jagged Little Stones.
All right.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some stand-up comedy?
Let's take a quick break. We're going to listen to some more stand-up comedy from our live show. This is one of our favorite comedians, probably one of your favorite comedians, too. He's amazing. Please enjoy David Borey, and then we'll be back with more show, including a little tease of next episode's challenge.
Going forward in my life, there's just like certain groups of people I'm not gonna put up with anymore. Primarily, it's white women telling me they're witches. I refuse to stand for it any longer. Why do I have to pretend you know magic? Shut up! Like, dog. Because I've never met a convincing white witch in my life. Because first of all, who told you you could do magic, white lady? Even Harry Potter had like the sorting hat. You just bought a floppy hat and you were like, a magician is born. Like, they never have a credible reason for having powers. Like, sometimes people be like, yeah, my family was like a long line of brujas, or like, my grandma practiced Santeria, or like, one time I sneezed really hard and the TV turned on. But like, but like, why, like, they never have any reason for it. They just put a crystal next to their titty and now they're Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And I think it's bullshit. Also, they can never prove it. I've never seen a white lady do magic, not one time. They will talk about magic for 2 hours at a bar. Never seen it practiced. Never. It's always just like shit that boils down to intuition. Like, it's like, if you had a bad feeling about a guy you dated, it wasn't because you're magic, it's because he didn't have a job. Right? Like, just, dog, just prove it one time. Just prove it one fucking time and I'll believe you, but they never can. Like, I never seen a white witch who had a good life. Like, if you can cast spells, why don't you fucking magic your way out of that shitty Kia Sophia you drive?
Wow, guys, that was an episode, huh? That was just an episode.
Legally, it was.
Legally,
you can't say otherwise.
That was an episode.
Contractually, it was
an episode.
You listened to it. We did it. It was an episode. There you have it.
Oh yeah.
So many people to thank in a challenge like this. So many different entities coming together to make this episode.
First off, I'd like to thank Gaia. Okay.
Oh, Mother Earth. See, it's rubbing off on you.
Yeah.
I'll thank Ritual Craft at 44th and Wadsworth. Yeah. If your car breaks down in the Wheat Ridge area, walk over to Ritual Craft. Check it out. I can't think of why else you'd be in the neighborhood, but
I'd like to thank Herbs and Arts on Colfax. Contrary to what you think, not a Jewish deli, actually a spiritual store.
Yeah, thank you to both those places. And make sure, go visit them. Check out their spooky wares, you know?
Check out their spooky wares.
That's Green Rock.
Yeah.
You guys got plugs? What's coming up?
I've got a plug. It's for all of us, for Urbuddy. We're going to be heading down to Trinidad, which is exciting.
Yes, finally, the steel pan competition.
Oh,
Trinidad
the Caribbean?
And Tobago.
I hope it's in the Caribbean. Well, I'm pretty stupid.
I have been practicing so hard.
Adam,
I can just steer
you
it up
know
on the
when
steel
we're
pan.
Down.
Yes.
When we're down there.
There's a new island, boys. Watch out.
Island boys.
IBD. No, Adam, you know, first of all, when we're down there, never Tobago. Never Tobago.
Just Trinidad. Sorry.
Yeah, but no, Trinidad, Colorado, Southern. Oh. Right on the beautiful, same thing. I mean, it's the Trinidad
close
and Tobago
second
of Colorado.
Place. Yeah. Close. We can still be island boys. Let's be island boys.
Yeah,
let's
be island
should
boys
be
in Trinidad, Colorado.
Boys. Oh, I can't wait
it
to tattoo
be,
your
prairie,
face, Andrew.
Prairie boys.
Let's
prairie
tattoo.
Boys.
I'm a prairie boy. Oh, God.
Come see the prairie boys at the Chief.
See, Trinidad's got more of the rude boys. Prairie boys, so polite.
Yeah.
The polite prairie boys.
Yeah. I'm a prairie boy. Yeah. Oh, God. That is
come
so
catch
bad.
Catch the three of us in a hot tub rap singing.
Yeah. It's going to be so good.
The Chief Fest. The fest is stacked. So
yeah,
you should,
that
you
Chief
should
Fest.
Come out.
Eddie Pepitone. Is going to be down there. Emma Arnold. There's just so many people that
who
are going to be down there.
Who gives a fuck? The Grolix is going to be down there.
Yeah, we're going to be down
we're
there.
We're doing a show.
And us.
And come out to it if you enjoy
if you live in the southern half
comedy.
Of Colorado or the northern half of New Mexico or the western third of Oklahoma, come on out. It's not that far.
Yeah, we'll be there the 6th through the 8th. Please come down and say hi to us. Truly,
links
it is going to be
link
a great
in the show
time.
Notes. Great festival.
Trinidad's a cool
yeah,
town.
It's great.
Trinidad's a cool town.
Who else? Anybody else?
I got a plug. I got
what?
A plug. I got
what?
A plug.
He's sound got a plug, Adam.
Sound
Adam.
The plug bell.
This has never happened. I'm sure Ron doesn't even know what sound to make.
What's
I've plugged shit before. Jesus.
Yeah, just, you've plugged your shitter before. Everybody knows. You did it.
Good one. Yeah, good one.
I'm
glad you're here, Ben.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
I hate my new stepdad. Okay. I am headlining the Comedy Works, the South Club on May 19th, the Downtown Club on May 22nd. I started comedy in May at the Comedy Works 19th.
13 years ago. So kind of celebrating my 19th
That's
year.
Crazy. And you started so late. You started at 59.
Fuck
and
off.
That's unheard of. So come see him.
If you want to get tickets to those shows, check out the Comedy Works website. It's going to be great, but only if you come.
And yeah, yeah.
You're
also,
kind of a huge part of it.
If you get a chance, first of all, if you have not checked out our Patreon page, please go check it out. Patreon.com/Grolic Saves. As always, the link is in the show note. Thank you to everybody who's joined, who currently supports us. We've had a ton of new people joining us as of recently, and it really means a lot. Thank you all for being a part of it. This doesn't work without you. We actually got a message from somebody who discovered us fairly recently and randomly, and they sent us a note. They said, thank you. They got their custom welcome video, which is like a cameo of mine, but much more steamy and sultry. It is not. And she said, it's from Lonnie Savage saying, thank you. How cute and disgusting all at the same time. I joined your Patreon because I have never laughed so hard listening to the podcast as I have with y'all's, especially the one where you guys smoke weed, the sax. Saxon that dagger, right?
Saxon the dagger.
I had to see you and not just listen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't wait till you come to Houston. Neither can we. Hopefully we'll get to Houston soon. But thank you, Lonnie, for supporting us. And that means a lot. Check it out. Patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
There's a Hobbit themed restaurant in Houston. So I'd go back just to check out that restaurant personally.
Well, good, Andrew. Thank you for that. You know, speaking of hobbits, those little furry guys always really supported each other, didn't they? And you can support us by grabbing...
Oh, what a segue!
Grabbing your phone and subscribing to this podcast. It really helps us if you have a subscription. We're not like The New Yorker. We won't reject you. Anyone can subscribe to this. If you don't already, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @GrolicsComedy. Reach out. Tell us about your crystals, and we will feign enthusiasm across multiple social media platforms.
Yeah. Tell us what we missed with our crystals. I'm sure we just didn't get the right ones.
Yeah. As always, a big thanks to our producer, known quartz whore Ron Doyle.
Tongue twister. Try saying that one five times. Don't let him in.
I mean, he tries to put the quartz in his mouth.
He is a geode slut. They will not let him in to just any shop.
Get his credit card out the door because he's going to touch the product.
Yeah. Big thanks to Mike Henderson for all your help recording the live show.
Known Copperhound. Big Copperhound, that Mike Henderson.
Watch out, baseball lights. He's stripping it out. You'll be playing in the dark.
As always, our theme music is brought to you by the metaphysical Charlie Continental. How about that one? How about metaphysical Charlie Continental?
I like how when he plays guitar, he just floats above the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
crisscross applesauce. It's very cool.
He loves it.
Andrew, I'm just over here and I'm like, what? I can't even fathom what the next challenge is going to be.
I can't either. What are we doing?
What are we doing, Andrew?
I'm confused.
I'll give you a hint. How about we take a challenge from an outside source?
Absolutely not.
You.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. The call
you.
Is coming from outside the house on this one.
I hope you all know I love saying
Andrew. Play us out, Charlie.
No,
whoa,
Adam.
Oh, nice scoop.
You asshole.
Oh, man. He just darted
I'm
in.
I'm a proud boy.